Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, June 27th, 2021. This morning, I will talk about making no images. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty God, great I am. You created us in your image. You have imbued us with your beauty. Shelter our hearts and minds from idols that ensnare us, stealing the dignity and protection of your divine image. Help us to keep your image sacred and holy. Keep our faith strong in the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. In Exodus 20, verses 4 to 6, we read, "Do not make for yourself a carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments." Did you ever wait until the second time your mother called, as if her intent was unclear, before responding? Why? Repetition implies emphasis. In Hebrew poetry, we see a special kind of repetition where the first and second sentences say the same thing, just in different words. A good example of a Hebrew doublet is found in Psalm 115, where we read, "Our God is in heaven. He does what all he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak, eyes, but do not see." The comparison is between God, who is alive, lives in heaven, does what he pleases, and idols, which are not alive, made of metal by human hands, have silent mouths and useless eyes. The problem of idol worship runs deep in the human psyche. An idol is anything that we treat as more important than God, and we have many such things. Family members, friends, work, school, political leaders, pop stars, sports heroes, philosophers, bank accountants, insurance policies, health plans, the list is endless. Louis Giglio, a Christian musician, says that if you want a list of the idols in your life, ask where you spend your money, your time, your energy, and your loyalty. Check out your priorities and you will find the idols that threaten your faith, your mental health, and perhaps your life. The second commandment is not about God's vanity. When we put faith in idols, we set ourselves up for a hard fall. All idols eventually break, and when they do, we break with them. The outcome of our brokenness often results in depression, addiction, or suicide. Collectively, it results in oppression, injustice, and war. The obsession in our society with work and having it all, for example, leads us to abuse our own health and to undervalue anyone who does not work. Instead of valuing time with our family, we refuse to use our vacation leave and we return to work even before we have to. Instead of relaxing or exercising when we're off from work, we bring work home and make poor food choices. Instead of seeing our young people and senior citizens as created in the image of God, we see them as dependents who do not work. It is not surprising, therefore, that they develop self-image problems and depression or worse. Substitutes for living God's role in our lives are poor imitations. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.